107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter.
What's up,
your ass? All right, look, I don't want to waste any time because there's something that needs to be discussed in sports.
Shut up.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
First, let's get the sponsor out, of course, because we have to do that. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great Bud products. Hey, new fall Bud products that are out there ready for you to enjoy. Bud Distributing, getting you taken care of. Now on to the news. You owe me $40, man.
Damn it. It was right there. It was so close. All right, let's just get through it. I don't want to talk about anything else but scores and sports and, you know, whatnot and NFL. And anyway, Vikings. Yesterday, beating the Lions 28-24.
That was a good game, man. A great game.
What a game. Lions always, you know, come on.
Shot themselves in the foot, man. They did.
They really did, though.
I was really pulling for it.
Watch that game to the bitter end, man. I'm just like, come on. It's right there.
Yep.
Lions, you got it. Anyway, Vikings beat the Lions 28-24 last night. Did you watch the entirety of it? Or?
No, I was watching clips because I was keeping up to date. Obviously, I wanted the Lions to win because that makes it easier on the Packers in the NFC North. Right now, it's Vikings in first of the NFC North. But I tell you what, Lions, Bears, Vikings, and Packers all looking
no joke.
Pretty good.
I'm telling you, the Lions are no joke. I told you it's going to be an awakening. Like, hey, these guys aren't and it for the whole game. I'm telling you, like, hey, the Lions got it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just feel bad for the franchise. I feel bad for the fans sometimes.
They just got to get their
got a curse. It's a curse.
It may be a curse, but once they get the pieces together with what they have right now, and I don't know, maybe we're looking too much into it at this point because it's too early in the season.
I think they have it.
Yeah.
I think it's there. I literally just think it's a curse. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're like, if you're a Lions fan, after yesterday, you have to just look up into the sky and just yell, why?
Why? Why? Why have you forsaken us? Why?
What did we do? Seriously, what did we do?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like Michigan, I don't know. Something happened to Detroit that you're paying for.
This is what I equated to, is that they spoiled the career of Barry Sanders, and now the football gods are making him pay for it.
Hey, I'm not putting that past you.
Right?
It's something. There's something in the air. There's something out there to where it's like, hey, you know what? If you're a Detroit fan, you're paying for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was a sin, and maybe that's what it was. Maybe you wasted his career.
And the football gods are mad, and that's what's happening now.
Though. I don't know. I mean, after watching that yesterday, you got to be like, all right, something's in the air. Something's off.
There's trouble afoot at the Circle K. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
I mean, that's all you can really chalk it up at. I mean, come on. They have the team. It was there. They are due. You know?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, if you're a Lions fan.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Damn. I was right there yesterday with you, too. Like, come on. This is, you got it. Anyway, moving on, because I know what you want to talk about. Ain't going to get there yet, though.
Okay, Bears, I was wondering. Okay.
Bears beating the Texans yesterday, 23-20. You know what? At least one of the teams locally.
Yeah.
Got it.
They did all right.
Came down to the end there, too, and just, man.
Yep.
Through thick and thin, the Bears, man. Raquan Smith. Is that his name, Raquan?
I believe so.
Raquan Smith set up Santos. He's a game-ending field goal. Intercepted Davis Mills deep in the Houston's territory. Anyway, Chicago Bears. He beat former coach Lovey Smith and the Texans 23-20 last night.
Good game.
It was a really good game, man. Yep. There was the 4 o'clock games yesterday were great, but the 1 o'clock games coming down to the I don't even remember the 4 o'clock game because the 1 o'clock games were so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you watch the Packers?
Did I watch it? Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Of course you did. Bob, we're not going to get there yet. I owe you some money.
Fair enough.
There's another score out there I got to talk about because this is local as well. The Colts beating the Chiefs yesterday, 20-17.
I was not expecting that. I believe on Friday, you and I were saying, man, Chiefs got this. Sorry, Colts. Chiefs are going to put it in. Mahomes this. Mahomes that.
Hey, here's the thing. Tyreek Hill is gone. Think about that. I don't think a lot of people understand that and know that. And there's a few people I've talked to over the weekend that were like, oh, yeah. Tyreek Hill is not on the Chiefs anymore.
Wait, they got rid of Tyreek? When did they make that terrible decision?
Yeah. Tyreek's gone. And Tyreek Hill is in Miami right now.
Is that why Miami's actually playing really well and are number one?
Miami's ridiculous.
Like they're number one right now, aren't they? In their conference.
Yes. Let me say that again. Miami is ridiculous right now.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Let's see if we go through the scores here. Come on, who do they play?
They played Buffalo. They beat Buffalo 21-19. Yes! Is a close
there you
one.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that. Say that again. They beat the Bills yesterday.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, Josh Allen.
21-19. Dude, I'm telling you. Tua and Tyreek Hill together.
It's dangerous, man. That's dangerous.
It's just weird. The NFL is weird. Every year something changes.
It just gets you've always said this, and the more you've said it, the more I've really kind of latched onto it. And it's so much better now. And every team, like, you cannot have an off day. You can't. Because at any point in time, the Colts could beat the Chiefs, the Bears beat the Texans, Lions, you know what I mean? Miami beats Buffalo. What? Yeah.
It's wild. Dude, any given Sunday, we say that every damn sports report, right? I get it. But I'm telling you, it's more true now than ever.
Yeah.
Like, if injuries are huge. I mean, you're starting to realize it in fantasy because, okay, now you have to pay attention to other players and other teams because you have a fantasy league. But the more you do it, the more you understand, like, oh, my God. Like, it really – you can't miss a Sunday.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be exposed. I mean, everybody is unbelievable now in every single position. Just proves it. Colts beating the Chiefs, like I said, 20-17. That's absolutely insane.
Crazy, dude. Crazy.
Exposed. All right, let's get to the game that you want to talk to.
You mean the game of the week? It was the NFL right, game of the week.
425 game yesterday. Yes. Green Bay beating Tampa Bay 14-12.
Woo! Woo!
Damn it! Woo! And I owe you what, $40?
Hold on, I got to have some. Wait, hold on.
That sucks.
Hunter.
Here's the thing, dude. Brady looked old last night.
He did. He looked tired. He looked disheveled. Hunter, is Aaron Rodgers the GOAT?
Yes.
No.
See, I knew it. See.
Shut up. Wait. That's not even. That wasn't me. That was Robot Hunter.
No, that was you.
Because I know you're gonna do it again. Do it again.
Hunter, just say it. It's okay. Admit that Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
Yes.
See, I knew it. I knew it all along. Aren't you mad that
you didn't even a good yes? It was a sarcastic yes.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
See, there you go. Yes, I know.
Another sarcastic answer. No, damn it. 14-12. It was kind of it was a boring game.
It was a defensive stand, and I feel really good about the Packers defense. We knew it was going to be a chess match, all right? Great coaches, great quarterbacks, great quarterback minds, and it was going to be a good game.
Be honest, though. 2 minutes left, or it was a little over 2 minutes left. Brady gets the ball at the end of the game. Were you like, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I was very nervous. I was like, all right, this is either going to go into overtime or it's just going to blow up in our faces because you can't do that. Even with Brady having marital problems and being 44 years old and tired and, you know, it's still dangerous. You still don't want to give him that kind of time.
So. It was, though. I mean, it was one of the games. It is the game you watched over the weekend where you're like, oh, my God, anything can happen right now.
Yep.
You but know, though?
Good
defense.
Hey,
you know what? Green Bay's defense surprised me.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah.
That was one thing I was like, they're not going to be able to hold. They're not going to hold the Bucs. They can't. Their defense isn't that good. But, no, they put the foot in the turf yesterday.
They held the Bucs. And speaking of holding the Bucs, I should have 40 of them in my hand right now.
Oh, shut up, damn it.
Did you like what I did there?
That was a good analogy.
Did you like that? Right. I'll
give that to you.
Didn't even plan
40 Bucs, no. Little man. Put that in my hand.
Yeah. Double or nothing. You wanted to swing for the fence. You're reaching for the stars, buddy. And look at that.
That's trash.
$40. That's like a half tank of gas.
No wonder I'm hungover. No wonder I feel the way I do right now. I was just reminded.
Well, I'd love to be hungover, but I didn't have enough money to buy drinks because someone owes me $40. I mean, right. if you want to let it ride, buddy, you want to keep this going, we can double or nothing in again.
You know what? You win now. Just be happy now. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to take it.
Enjoy your glory days because you know what? Here in the next couple of weeks, it's going to change.
Glory days.
Anyway, I knew you were going to rip into me. I get it. Yes. Yep. And you know what? No, he's not the GOAT just because Rodgers beat Brady in the, third game of the season? Second? What is it? Is it the second or third?
Third, because now both teams are two and one. So, Hunter, how are you feeling about this?
Ah, damn.
I know. It's okay. You owe me $20. You owe me, no, $40. Yes.
$40.
Yes. Should we take a break now?
I'm going to go work another wedding.
You got it. Yep. You've worked a lot of weddings, paid this debt off, man. I tell you what. All right.
Damn you, Aaron Rodgers.
Damn you. No, it was a good game, and I'm very happy. Why don't we end on that, and we'll cover more sports next hour. I don't want to beat you up too bad because I'm going to be doing it all day. But anyway, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning.
It's a good intro to going to sports.
I like it. Makes you feel real good. With that said, yeah, we got to get to it because we got to talk about Hunter owing me $40 now. So it's time for sports.
We'll time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when your buddy pays you $40, you can go out, get yourself stocked up.
Damn it. All right, before we get there, because I know that's where we're going, can I throw this out here real quick in baseball? Milwaukee Brewers manager Craig Counsell offered a controversial take during an interview when he proposed a national age limit on bringing a glove to the ballpark. Counsell, who might have been joking, but I don't think he was, and I don't think anybody thinks he was joking, suggested an age limit of 14 years old.
At the ballpark?
Yeah, so if you're under 14, nope, sorry, can't catch balls. Yeah. It's one of those things you say in an interview where the people behind the camera are like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no.
Were you recording? No.
You know, the cutthroat sign, you know? Definitely looking at Craig like, hey, no. Don't say that. How could you propose an age on bringing a glove to the ballpark? And why? There's too many gloves here. Too many kids here with gloves trying to catch balls.
Maybe because, like, if you're close, you can mess up a play. If you're sitting close to the field, is that why?
Deal with it.
You're a professional.
You're a professional, but deal with it. If you can't catch over a kid's glove, probably shouldn't be on the field.
That's a good point. Yeah, if some toddler is going to mess up you catching a ball, come on now. You're a grown man.
Here's a minor suggestion, Craig. Instead of going on air and saying, hey, we need an age limit on bringing a glove to the ballpark, just punch a baby and get it over with. You know, it's quicker, it's faster. It's the same thing, basically.
This is what I'm all about. Pow!
Bam!
Man!
Just punch a baby.
Then go slap an old lady right afterwards. Right after.
You know, that's basically what you're doing. Don't go there, Craig. Come on, Craig.
Come on now.
Anyway, moving on. NFL yesterday. Vikings beat the Lions 28-24 in the last minute. Just comeback craziness. There were two games on yesterday. Vikings, Lions, and Bears and Texans. By the way, Bears beating the Texans 23-20 on at the same time and almost ending at the same time. So we're had them on two TVs, kind of trying to pay attention to both. Man, just the Lions getting screwed. Should I say screwed? Or do they always do it to themselves?
I don't know.
It's like you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like as soon as the Vikings scored that touchdown to take the lead, you're like, oh, yeah.
I don't know what it'll take.
What is it?
You know? And again, I'm a Packers fan, so I don't really care. Like, I don't care if they lose.
I know you don't care.
But
you at least have to acknowledge, like, what is going on?
Because they look good this year. They're playing
tough.
Dude,
they look good. They look really good.
Yeah.
But damn it, they're playing other NFL teams. I feel bad.
Yeah.
The Hard Knocks, man. Hey, they're playing. If you want to take anything, if you're a Detroit fan, want to take anything from yesterday, you can take away a little bit of confidence because, hey, the Lions showing up this year, putting points on the board. In certain times, you're like, oh, this is usually when they, you know, just kind of fall down like a sack of potatoes. No, they're playing. They're playing ball. Damn it.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? A lot of season left, man. A lot of football left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We'll not wrong there. Anyway, Bears beat the Texans yesterday as well, 23-20. Close match there. Here we go, Bears. Honestly, as a you being a Green Bay fan, should be a little bit more nervous.
NFC North looks tough. It's always a tough division when you're playing in the division.
That's not always been said either.
What?
The NFC North is a tough division. It's not a common thing coming out of people's mouths.
Because the Bears and Lions have I shouldn't say always struggled, but, you know, there's been some dead weight through there. But I think over the last, last 5-6 years, Vikings have been tough. They're always tough. But it's always a tough division in its own. They always play tough against each other. So for, you know, it 8 games out of the year, you're getting – you know, really good football amongst them. Yeah.
Not to mention, it's a cold division.
Yes.
A lot of cold weather games.
That's why Aaron Rodgers is king of the north, all right? That's what he is.
He's the king of the east.
He is.
He's the king of ayahuasca. Anyway, we'll get there. Colts beating the Chiefs.
That was a surprise. That was a surprise right there.
Honestly, I missed that game yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that till this morning. What's going on? Kansas City, they lost Tyreek Hill, and now we're exposed?
I mean, he was a threat. And when you think about it, you almost had to have two guys on Tyreek. You almost had to. You had to have 100%. A guy on him and then a deep guy.
Hey, real quick, on Tyreek, different human being. I'm serious on this. He's on a different level than everybody else.
I mean, just lightning fast.
If you can see it on the TV, in real life, it's got to be just, we can't guard him. I need another person. Yeah. I need help.
Yeah.
He defies gravity. Like, he looks like he's floating around the field. Like it's weird how fast and how quick that guy is.
Yeah.
He thinks he can beat Usain Bolt in the race.
But they traded him.
Why?
It's
why
like
would
the
you
Packers getting rid of Davante Adams? Like, what are you thinking?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you benefiting from that?
Yeah.
Oh, let's get rid of the fastest player in the league.
With great hands, too. Not only is he fast, he can catch, too. So, it could fall into what the Packers have dealt with. And, again, we'll just make Mahomes do everything. We'll just rely on Mahomes, and they'll keep taking away his weapons because he'll adjust. But eventually they're going to get rid of everyone that's good. And Mahomes is going to be struggling.
Do you believe in the rebuilding stage in the NFL?
Is there one?
No, I mean, do you believe it should be a thing? Like, to me, there should be no rebuilding. Like, you're professional. You're the best of the best. Like, you perform.
You should
right now.
Just be able to at least. I mean, after a year.
We're gonna go for the Super Bowl in like 2 years.
Yeah.
No. That's not how this works.
No, you're right. You're all professionals. You should play at that level. Everyone should be at that
level. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is the NFL. Yeah. We're not rebuilding. Preparing for the future.
I need a couple years to really, you know, just stretch it out. Make sure we're all right.
I mean, I guess you have to a little bit. But, like, you don't say that, right?
Yeah, you maybe don't admit.
You're going for the Super Bowl every single year.
Look, guys, we're not going to be good this year. But next year, year after that, for sure. For sure.
We're rebuilding. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trading, like, Tyreek for a couple first-round picks or something.
Yeah.
So you're trading the fastest, guy in the NFL right now that could take you to a has won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We want a rookie.
For the future. For the future. It's going to be great in a few years.
Got a 5-year plan.
Yeah. What is it? Not suck?
Shouldn't be a thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chiefs losing yesterday. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
And I know you want to get to it.
We can just make it quick because we got a lot of stuff to cover. So, I mean, you do what you want to do, but we all know what's up.
Green Bay beating Tampa Bay yesterday. It's probably the game of the week. 14-12 at a close match, a defensive match. As soon as Green Bay had the ball there at the end and scored, I was like, I don't know. I don't see it in time tonight.
So, does that make Aaron Rodgers the GOAT because he beat
the
GOAT?
No, it doesn't. Because he beat Tom Brady the third game of the season doesn't mean he's the GOAT.
Just worked him. Just worked him, man.
Shut
up. Crazy.
You know what? He's saving it all for the playoffs where Aaron Rodgers folds.
How did Tom Brady even get into the pros? Unbelievable, man.
You know, I'm going to be honest. He got sacked a bunch last night. There were a couple times last night I was like, dude, don't get hurt.
Well, he's never been a scrambler, I would say.
Did you see him slide and his knee brace popped off?
Yeah, yeah, old man River there.
Oh, man, had to go to – you know what's funny about Tom Brady? It's like if there's any kind of danger around, he doesn't think twice. That ball's going to the ground.
Yep, yep.
There was a play last night. I'm like, damn, dude, you didn't even, give it a second thought. That guy was coming after you. You're mm-hmm. I'm up. It's 3rd and 9, but who cares?
Boom. Here's the thing. He's still in phenomenal shape. I hope to be in that kind of shape. He's in better shape now at 44 than I am at 36, obviously, mm-hmm. right? But you're still 44 years old, all right? Even right. A decent hit's going to hurt, all right?
Dude, just falling to the ground, you know? Hey, for instance, when's the last time you, fell to the ground? You tripped on a stair, bam!
Yeah.
That hurt, didn't it?
You know what?
You told your wife about it. You went to your wife my leg hurts.
I have to explain the massive bruise on me that'll be there for 6 months.
Yeah. Now imagine that happening every 25 seconds.
Brandon just sent me a photo. It was Tom Brady. He's holding his son, giving him a kiss. But it says Tom Brady sucks the life out of a small child so he can continue to play football.
Hey, do what you need to do. Suck the souls of children if you need to win another Super Bowl.
My God, Tom. Give me one more season. One more season. either way, you owe me $40. We can find another bet and we can do double or nothing again. Make that a sweet 80.
What if I just beat you up and you're like you know.
Not give it. Where's my money, man?
Nancy Kerrigan your knee. Just
why? Why?
I don't know. I can't pay you.
No.
I'm going to beat you up. No. I don't know. I got 40 bucks for you. But you know what? I'm going to win it back.
Okay. All right. Like I said, we can keep this train rolling because you have done terribly with this. So.
Got to keep doing double or nothing. Yeah. Huh? It's going to add up quick.
Yeah, real quick. Real quick.
Damn it. Anyway, there you go. Congratulations, you bastard.
Yes. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.